Scientists have discovered that one of our earliest ancestors was a jellyfish. The Bible tells us we all descended from two people, and just common sense will tell you that if humans are producing humans and you go back far enough in time, you get two initial ancestors that brought into existence the population that we see. And so don't let people fool you into thinking that it's irrational to believe that our ancestors were humans. It's surprising that I even have to say that, but that's the world we live in. We live in a world of irrationality, of scientific illiteracy, and we need to bring scientific fact to the table and tell people God created this world. We know for a fact that it must have happened in the way that the Bible describes, because humans produce humans. And the moment that people stop believing that is the moment where they start believing in science fiction, and that life on this planet descended from single-celled organisms that came alive on rocks. I mean, it is just bizarre. Imagine if you had a world where you have millions of years of rainfall, like Darwinism teaches, and that single-celled organisms were starting to come alive in this existence. What would they eat? How would these single-celled organisms survive without any organic material? What are they going to eat? Hard rock? The baseless assertions and the conjecture that is Darwinism is a lie.
There is no God. You are a monkey, and we can prove it. I mean, I don't mean you came from monkeys. I mean, I can prove that you are a monkey.
If we evolved from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? Well, because we're not monkeys. We're fish. Now, knowing you're a fish and not a monkey is actually really important to understanding where we came from.
My friend, do not be tricked into thinking that your ancestor was a jellyfish. Just take a moment and consider the sources of your information. Don't be gullible. Don't be someone that'll just believe everything that you hear. The Bible says the simple believeth every word. If you're just gonna believe everything you hear, you're gonna be deceived. Don't allow yourself to be manipulated into thinking that everything spontaneously arose from nothing, from magic, and that we descended from rocks. I mean, come on. The fact of the matter is that Adam and Eve were real, and you should put your faith in the fact that God created us out of the dust of the ground and breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul, and then at that point, that's where we come into existence thousands of years later, from humans and not from chimpanzees, apes, all sorts of primates that existed millions of years ago.